And that brings us to Joe Fisher, who calls Southeastern Conference basketball on a regular basis as voice of the Commodores. He joins us now on our Ferguson Heating and Cooling Hotline. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Those are the games those are fun to do, aren't they?
They really are. You know, and I was thinking driving home, there are going to be a lot of good teams from the SEC that are going to go in there and come away with losses, and that was a really nice one for Belmont last night.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. You know, Alabama is such an interesting team to play year in and year out. When they play their game and they play well, they're hard to beat by anybody. But a lot of times they have a tendency to kind of make mistakes and leave teams in games. And you know, Rick's a great XO coach and has a team that's very fundamentally sound. And, you know, they execute down the stretch. I really like that part of talking about when they tied it up, having already talked about what they wanted to do, so they didn't have to use a timeout.
Neither team called a timeout. There was a stretch where about three baskets were scored, and it was just continuous play. You know, down in the stretch run of a game, nobody called time until 2 seconds left.
I guess everybody figured they were better off operating with the other team on the fly on defense and just take your chances. And that's a great win for Rick and Belmont.
Little Commodore pride last night. Jay Cutler played one of the best games he ever has in the NFL and beating the Titans. Jamie Winborn was on the sidelines too.
Yep, sure was. I thought Jay was really, really good last night. 16 of 21. He was very efficient. A couple of those incompletions were drops. 200 yards. No interceptions. Just managed the game, ran the team, and looked very much in control. I thought Vince played well. You know, obviously, you know, passed the ball for good yardage, ran for, I guess, 70-something yards. But I just thought Jay looked very much in control of that team last night.
Joe, your basketball team, the Commodores, play Valparaiso tonight. It was interesting at the end of that the game at Alabama, the Crimson Tide ran a variation of the play that Valpo beat Ole Miss on a few years ago. But a little scouting report on the Crusaders as Vanderbilt hits the hardwood this evening.
Well, I think this is a much different team than the first two we have seen, in that this team, while the others were kind of undersized across that front line, remember Austin Peay was no taller than 6'5", and Toledo had a 6'9 player that didn't play very much. They basically went 6'5", 6'7". This is a team that has a lot of tall players, a lot of 6'7", 6'9", 6'11". They've got a 7-footer. They're not particularly big, and they're certainly, I don't think they're a great shooting team, at least percentage-wise, but they have much more height, and it'll be the first time this season that we've seen a team like that. So they really haven't played any name competition yet. As you know, they do have a history of some success in their past, so this probably will not be an easy game either. A different kind of challenge, though, and I'm looking forward to seeing A.J. Ogilvy have to play against guys his own size, you know, for the first time. He's had to deal with the shorter, quicker guys, and this will be a little different kind of matchup for him tonight.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is this part of the tournament that you guys are going to be in down in South Padre?
Yes, it is. This is technically game two of that tournament, and then all these teams will gather down in South Padre. In fact, the team will leave tomorrow morning for that tournament, and they'll play it down there on Friday and on Saturday. So it'll be a quick turnaround for the guys, but just hoping to take care of business tonight and go down there undefeated.
Hey, Joe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You guys tomorrow morning.